Anthony Kent, the Vidalia man accused of shooting Statesboro police officer Joey DeLoach during an incident in April 2024, rejected a plea offer today, Friday, May 9, 2025, in Bullock County Superior Court, signaling that the high-profile criminal case will now proceed toward a jury trial. According to Robert Busby, Ogeechee Judicial Circuit District Attorney, during his scheduled hearing, Kent, 19, turned down the proposed plea agreement. His case is now officially set for calendar call on June 26, 2025, a significant step toward a full trial. Anthony Kent. Bullock County Jail. The charges stem from a dramatic incident on the night of Tuesday, April 16, 2024, at the Copper Beach Townhomes on Statesboro Place Circle. Statesboro police officers, including Officer Joey DeLoach, a decorated 7-year veteran, were dispatched to the apartment complex around 10 p.m. following reports of a male unlawfully entering vehicles in the parking lot. Upon arrival, Officer DeLoach encountered Kent inside a parked vehicle. As DeLoach approached and ordered Kent to exit, an exchange of gunfire ensued. Officer DeLoach was struck but managed to summon assistance from other officers. He was initially transported to East Georgia Regional Medical Center before being airlifted to Memorial University Medical Center in Savannah, where he underwent surgery. Grice Connect reported at the time that Officer DeLoach was in stable condition, and the Statesboro Police Department rallied community support, asking for prayers for his swift recovery. Following the shooting, Kent fled on foot into a wooded area. A rapid response from Statesboro police officers and Bullock County Sheriff's deputies led to his apprehension near Home 2 Suites on Brampton Avenue. Kent also sustained a gunshot wound in the exchange and was treated at East Georgia Regional Medical Center before being taken to the Bullock County Jail. Authorities also confirmed at the time that Kent had an active felony warrant from Troutman County. Kent faces a total of 5 felony charges, which include aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, theft by receiving stolen property, felony, obstruction, and 2 counts of entering an automobile. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation, GBI, was requested to conduct an independent investigation into the officer-involved shooting, while Statesboro Police Department detectives focused on the criminal case against Kent. Further updates on the proceedings will be shared as the case moves closer to trial in Bullock County Superior Court.